To glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark. Glow in the dark.
This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer, and your reader, Mike Luoma. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordia. Well, here it comes. Interstellar war about to take place. The Eldred are about to finally attack as we get into Chapter 19, A Vatican Abdicator. Our man, B.C. Bernard Campion, once a Vatican assassin, then ambassador, then Pope of the new Catholic Church, the small C Catholic Unified Church of the Future, that is. Well, he's now the prime representative of the Solar Alliance. In the face of impending interstellar war, B.C. and his allies have managed to pull the human race together. The smaller human race, we have been subject to a plague, but still, pretty incredible. The Solar Alliance encompasses Earth, orbital platforms, moon settlements led by Lunar Prime, the Mars colony of the Universal Islamic Nation, the new asteroid base, Ceres Central, the old asteroid base of the projects, and our interstellar colonies. We have four of them: Crankshaft, Dimwit, which is now Depot, Cat's Eye, and Rigel 4. The populations elect representatives who come together in the Alliance Assembly, and they elect a prime representative to govern. And for now, that's BC. So he's in charge. He's led humanity on a push to build ships and defenses to prepare for the return attacks of two big threats: the long-standing ruling race for much of settled space, the Eldred, who view humanity as an existential threat, and Dolomei, who's a surviving member of the race now known as the Ancient Enemy. He's recently thawed out of suspended animation, which he was put into over a million years ago for his crimes. Now he's using his expansive mental abilities to mentally enslave human crews, forcing them to serve him. So he's got a few ships under his rule, all twisted by the power of his mind. And right at his side is an old friend of BC's, Fiza, that he's got under his control. BC knows this because he has been developing some mental abilities of his own, and he has seen into Dolomei's mind. So BC actually knows Dolomei's going to attack soon, but he's waiting. BC knows Dolomei is waiting for the Eldred to sweep in first and soften us up. And now, after months of preparation, word has it the Eldred are about to make their move. So we'll find out if BC's work has helped at all, and discover if a big trap he has set for the Eldred at the old Project Asteroid base actually works. That's coming up in Chapter 19 of Vatican Abdicator on Glow in the Dark Radio. Please support Glow in the Dark Radio as a patron if you can. You can do that at Patreon. Patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. It's set up so that you can donate $2, $5, or $10 a month. And you'll get exclusive stuff. I hook you up with free things. I do. So again, that's at patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. Become a patron to support this podcast and my work. That'd be awesome. Checking out a little bit of book news. 90K. Yeah, the new Alibi Jones novel just keeps going. I'm sorry, it's still going. I think I'm near the end. I really do. I'm getting near the end. Now over 90,000 words as I'm writing it. It continues. That's my main personal project, that and lettering the comics. The comic book pages are in for Alibi Jones' Christmas present. Casey Bouchard finished his pages. Thank you, Casey. So now I've got to start getting all the lettering done here. And Juan Carlos Quatordia, one of my collaborators on comics over the years, many times, he's doing the color on Christian Navarro's inks, pen and inks. So now I'm starting to get those pages back from Juan Carlos, but had to fix a couple things. So they are coming. He's in the process of coloring Christian's pages, And I'm lettering, so on we go. That's what's happening. That comic is coming together. I think it will be out for Christmas. That would be so cool. That's my goal. Man, long time in coming. Okay, but that is it for book news. Let's get into Chapter 19 of Vatican Abdicator next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
The Flesh Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. 200 miles below the surface of the earth, at the terminus of a series of long-sealed caverns and interconnected shrines, under the shadow of the eternally bleeding eye, there is a crippled wreck of a man writing tales. Stories of a dimension engulfed in madness. He is writing them of you. Find them all at fleshpulp.com or search for it on iTunes.
Now here's Chapter 19 of Vatican Abdicator on Glow in the Dark Radio. Now it's a waiting game, BC says to the captain of the command and control ship as the two sit on the quiet bridge. BC's settled into a deck chair on the bridge of the ship. His after-breakfast shuttle ride up from Ceres Central was short and uneventful. It's still quiet, with no sign of the gathering storm, no sign of massing Eldred forces that the Domo claim are readying for attack.
Yes, sir, Mark Chang, the young captain says, agreeing with BC because he has to.
Who are we waiting for first, sir?
He asks BC.
Nothing's etched in stone, Captain, but we think we'll see the Eldred first, based on our intel from the Domo, BC says.
I think that's right, too, based on other information, BC says mysteriously, not wanting to discuss his dreams with the captain.
My other information also says Dolome will wait to strike until after the Eldred have defeated us.
After we're defeated, sir?
That's their plan, BC clarifies for Captain Chang. Dolome hates the Eldred. It's an old grudge between them, BC explains. So he wants to wipe out as many of them as he can. He thinks the Eldred will be easy to mop up after they've tangled with us and defeated us. He's sure the Eldred will defeat us.
Nice to know he's rooting for us, Chang Riley observes. He changes back to an official monotone and tells BC,
Prime Representative Campion, you have a high-level communique coming in. It's Governor Amaris Schwartz of Cat's Eye.
Thank you, Chang. BC picks up an earpiece for a private call. Put her through to me. Chang nods.
Governor Schwartz, what can I do for you?
We've decided to stay, Schwartz says outright, matter-of-factly.
What? Is all BC gets out.
We're staying here, on Cat's Eye. Most of us.
I can't give you any protection, BC tries to explain. Schwartz cuts him off.
I know, she says. And we're not asking you to. The safe ships have already left here, Prime Representative. But we're not following them. This is our home, Representative Campion. We want to stick it out here.
What can I do? What can I say about that? Don't?
Well, Governor, I don't know what to tell you, BC says honestly. I can wish you luck, give you all my best for all that's worth, but we need all the Solar Alliance forces back here to guard the homeworld from this next vast assault from the Eldred.
I know. We all know that here, Campion, she tells him. We know you're doing what you think you have to do. Truth be told, most of me knows you're right, but my heart is here, in this place. Our hearts are here, so we'll take our chances. We're staying.
I'm not arguing with you, BC tells her. We don't have the luxury of time for arguments anymore. I don't have the resources nor the will to come and get you all by force or persuasion. So I wish you luck, Governor Schwartz. It's all I got. I'm sorry. Who knows? If they wipe all of us here out in their next assault, you folks might be the few remaining humans left alive in the galaxy. The last of the human race, BC says morosely.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that, Schwartz exclaims.
Hope for the best, but expect the worst, BC offers.
That's an old one.
Still true, though, BC says. Good luck, Amara. Thank you, BC, she says, and then signs off. BC sighs. Any more governors on the comm, Chang? BC half jokes.
Wonder if I'm going to have a full-scale rebellion on my hands.
Actually, sir, there is one waiting.
Great.
Governor Capituna is holding for you, Chang informs him.
Well, that's a different story.
Anita, what's up? BC greets her as he fires up the comm. Just checking in, BC. Did Amara Schwartz just call you? She did. You talked to her already? Yeah, she called me before she called you. They feel really tied to the place. Yeah, I got that, BC says, a little frustrated. On a more positive note, Ken Grissom and his people just checked in here at Ceres Central, so you don't have to worry about Rigel Ford doing the same thing.
What about the other two? Do you think they'll want to stay out there?
I think they'll be coming back here, BC, Anita says, speculating, trying to reassure him. There may be some stragglers that stay behind, but nothing like Cat's Eye. They're a little more passionate, I guess.
I see.
Have they always been that way out at Cat's Eye?
Pretty much, she tells him.
You've never been there. It's beautiful. The Cat's Eye Nebula lights the nights there an emerald green, paints the daylight sky aquamarine. It's inspiring. Makes you fall in love with the place, even though it isn't Earth. It has its own beauty.
Very poetic, BC observes. I can tell it's touched you.
Funny. It's where we first met the Eldred, she tells BC. We had no idea what we were in for.
She changes the subject.
How are you doing?
I'm good, I guess, BC tells her. As good as can be expected. Got a lot of nervous energy.
I hate the waiting.
Me too, Anita says. Hate waiting.
But waiting is all we can do now, BC answers.
It doesn't mean I have to like it, Anita counters.
Waiting. One day. 2 days. BC is having trouble sleeping on his command ship. There have been no more dreams of Dolome, but little real sleep either, and no true dreams of any kind at all.
3 days.
Krish arrives at Ceres Central with the Transspace Nullifier, and then heads out to the project base to teach Dragama how to use it. BC sends a couple other packages out to the base with Krish too.
4 days.
It's on board the base now, and Krish tells me the remote trigger will work, so I guess we've got a new weapon. The other packages are mounted in place too. We're sending Krish back to Ceres Central this afternoon. Other than that, it's more of the same.
Thanks for checking in, Dragama. Keep running the drills, BC orders, and signs off the comm. Everything seems quiet at the asteroid base.
If only the Domo could have given us a better idea of when the Eldred will strike. They just don't know. I'm sure if they did. Well, even if they didn't tell us, I bet they would have sold the information to Dolome, or tried to anyway. He's out there. He's waiting too. We're all playing the waiting game.
5 days.
6 days.
BC continues trying in vain to get a good night's sleep. Nervous energy keeps him wound too tightly to truly relax, so he never falls into a really satisfying slumber.
Impossible to sleep.
Bamp! In between days 6 and 7, in the middle of the night, all the lights in his room and on the ship come on at once, shattering the dark and scattering BC's thoughts. Bamp!
That's the alarm. This is it.
Bamp! BC jumps up out of bed. He heads for his clothes and shouts out for the comm. This is Bernard Campion. Give me a situation report.
Representative Campion, it's the Eldred, sir. They're finally attacking. But sir, I've never seen so many ships together at the same time. Far as the eye can see, sir.
Keep it together, Chang. We getting any intel from Ceres on how many are out there?
Negative, sir. They say they're still counting.
Well, that can't be good. Expected, sure, but still.
500 Eldred targets.
A voice from Ceres Central cuts in.
That's here, our location. The asteroid base reports approximately 2,500 hostiles surrounding their position. We also have a report of about 1,000 ships now surrounding the shipyards.
Any other ships sighted? Other presumptive targets? BC asks.
Several seemingly random Eldred patrols have been encountered throughout Earth and Mars orbits in the last 15 minutes, comprised of 4 or 5 ships apiece. There is no indication of how many of these patrols may be out there.
Great.
Over 4,000 ships? And this is just their first wave? Holy shit.
Any shots fired yet? BC asks.
Not yet, sir.
Ceres Central reports.
They're just waiting.
Good. Thank you, Ceres Central. Chang?
Yes, sir?
I'll be on the bridge in just a minute or two. Let me know if anything changes.
Will do, sir.
BC gets dressed. He checks the clock as he leaves for the bridge. 3:15 in the morning, August 31st.
As good a time as any to invade, I guess. And within the month, like the Domo said, right on time? Who can sleep, anyway?
BC walks onto the bridge. Looks like the moment we've all been waiting for has finally arrived, BC says to Chang.
Yes, sir.
Chang acknowledges BC's comment. The young captain is staring wide-eyed out the view screens around the bridge at all the distant Eldred ships arrayed before them.
So many ships.
Don't let them get to you, Chang, BC says, trying to encourage the man. They're here in these numbers because they know we're tougher than they are. Better equipped now, too.
The only way they can face us is with what they hope is overwhelming force. Our goal is to show them their hope is wrong. Get me Dragama on the comm, Chang. There's a brief pause.
Dragama here,
the comm says. I hear our company has finally arrived, BC says.
We've had a few guests show up for our surprise party here. Guess we're pretty popular.
Is the gift from Krish still safe?
It is. All set to play its part in the grand finale. Hold on a second. I'm sending you secure codes on an encoded subcarrier. That way you can set off the dampener should anything go wrong at our end. Not that I plan on being prematurely removed from the game, just best to be prepared. And careful, is all.
I would expect no less, Dragama, BC says, complimenting the man. Beam cannons all charged and ready?
Absolutely, as if you need to ask, sir.
Dragama chides BC.
Now you're just making small talk.
Maybe I am at that, BC admits.
When the action begins, you'll be the first to know,
Dragama assures him.
After us, I mean. Ha! Dragama out!
Get me the shipyards, please, Chang.
Yes, sir.
Aziz here, Prime Representative. So are the Eldred.
That's why I'm calling, Aziz, BC tells the man.
We are fully mobilized. We count around 1,000 Eldred ships here.
That checks with what I've heard, BC says. Keep your eyes on them. Let us know when they start to move in. Counter any hostile move with deadly force. Don't hold anything back. We're counting on you to keep those shipyards safe and in one piece, Aziz. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Aziz out.
All of our ships here have checked in, sir, Chang informs BC. All 25 of them.
25 against 500? Gotta love those odds.
Another report for you, sir. BC hears about more Eldred ships. They're now dropping into close Earth and Mars orbit, and are closing in on the moon, too.
Small numbers. But we only have token forces back there ourselves. Enough to defend for a short time, maybe. They aren't moving. What are they waiting for?
An hour goes by. No shots are fired in any location. Safe ships continue defensive flybys of their bases. The Eldred then request a conversation with Bernard Campion. And so BC finds himself face to face via viewscreen with the eldest of the Eldred.
Ah, BC, it is good to see you again, although I wish it were under more pleasant circumstances,
the eldest of the Eldred says, greeting BC.
Really? You've created these unpleasant circumstances yourselves. I believe if you truly wished the circumstances to be different, they would be,
BC points out.
I wish that were true, Campion, the eldest of the Eldred says sadly. We gave you the option of resolving this peacefully. I am here to do so once again. All you need do is renounce interstellar flight and confine your activities to this system, inside the orbit of Mars, and venture not beyond the asteroids and gas giants.
Inside the orbit of Mars, you said Jupiter.
That was before. Now we require more. Dismantle your transspace drive manufacturing facilities, give up your distant colonies, and call your human race home. Cede to us the base below, on this rock you call Ceres. Abandon the shipbuilding factories out here. You will give us control of the Domo base you have been occupying here, as well as control of the former Domo colonies of Kron Kashafet and Deem Wat. You will also, of course, abandon your colonies on the fourth world of the star you call Rigel and the one you call Ketzai, the eldest of the Eldred tells BC. Should you require assistance, we would be happy and willing to assist you in the transport of your race and your equipment from these outlying worlds back to Mars and Earth, back to your true homes. We have many ships available, as you can see.
I can see, BC agrees. Indeed, you have brought quite a few ships with you today, haven't you, eldest of the Eldred?
Yes.
Such a show, such a brazen show of force and such numbers, eldest of the Eldred, is really only one thing. A threat. It is an open act of warfare.
There need not be violence between our races, the Eldred says.
No?
I'd call killing billions with your plague pretty damn violent. And what do you call your sudden need for an overwhelming show of force, huh? BC cracks.
Cooperation is not anticipated, nor expected, the eldest of the Eldred says to BC. We take precautions.
Do you now? We have got a lot of people out in these places you want us to abandon. People who call those places their homes.
Not according to the latest report we have. As of right now, only one of those colonies is currently occupied, Bernard Campion. Your own ships have brought most of your colonists home already. Cat's Eye offers us token resistance, but we should have that under control soon. The other three are already abandoned.
Hold on. BC breaks off from the main comm to ask Chang a question. Any new reports from Cat's Eye?
They're in the shelters there, sir, ignoring the Eldred's demands that they leave the planet.
Any shots fired yet?
No, sir, just words exchanged so far.
Good. BC turns the main comm back on. I called my people back from those worlds for their own safety, BC tells the eldest of the Eldred, after hearing that you were coming after us, planning to attack us with great force. Those on Cat's Eye would not leave when I asked. I doubt you will have any better luck persuading them.
You seem to make the mistake of thinking we are giving you a choice. Your only choice lies between deciding to do these things voluntarily or being forced to comply and cooperate with us. We are here to restore the status quo of the universe. Nothing less, Bernard Campion. You have disturbed the balance and disrupted the status quo.
The eldest of the Eldred shakes his head, a nearly human-looking gesture.
This is not directly your race's fault. That fault belongs to the Domo and the Flays, who kept your race's development hidden from us. But you must pay the price and return to the inner worlds of your star system, or we will eliminate your race. You are the offspring of the ancient enemy, a remnant of that vile species that ruthlessly dominated us all so long ago. It is only thanks to our benevolent nature that you have not already been exterminated.
Yeah, thanks a lot, BC says. And about that, what about Dolome? You know, the actual representative, the last living actual member of that race, your ancient enemy, who you conveniently managed to let escape? Why is it you turn your firepower here on us, instead of using your resources to go after him? Why are you using all these ships to try to impress us, instead of using the numbers so obviously at your disposal, to go after the actual ancient enemy, huh?
The eldest of the Eldred does not answer BC's questions. BC challenges the alien further. Why aren't you going after Dolome?
We cannot find him, the Eldred finally answers. We do not know where he is, the alien admits.
So you figured you'd pick on us instead, then, is that it?
BC asks, defiantly.
Pick on the smaller, softer, easier enemy instead of the real ancient enemy.
How fucking brave.
What? What was the word before brave? It didn't quite translate,
the eldest of the Eldred says.
Fucking, BC says, with vigorous emphasis, used as a modifier, to denote my scorn and disgust with your cowardly behavior,
BC explains through nearly clenched teeth. That's about the definition of it, I guess. It's a handy word, works well in another phrase I'm rather fond of, too.
What? What are you saying? What do you mean by that?
Let me make myself perfectly clear. Fuck you.
BC turns off the comm.
Not exactly diplomatic.
Mr. Chang, if any of their ships fire, engage. Any of their ships approach, another click, engage. We detect them applying any firing solutions, engage.
Got it.
Dragama, Aziz, BC calls out, activating the comm. The two acknowledge the signal. Any suspicious action by the Eldred will be considered a hostile action from this point forward. Any scans or firing solutions, any suspicious movement, engage.
We've got movement here, Prime Rep,
Dragama says.
The Eldred are moving more ships in towards the base.
Well, Dragama, guess that means that you get to start this thing. Start the defensive firing solutions, and good luck.
No such thing as luck, just proper planning,
Dragama says. And energy beam cannons, BC adds.
Yeah, those don't hurt,
Dragama admits.
Gotta go, we're engaging.
The Tomo said the Eldred would start at the asteroid base.
Make us proud, Dragama, and get out of there in time, you hear me?
Loud and clear. We'll look good doing it, too. Dragama out.
Open channel, BC calls to get a fleet-wide signal.
This is Prime Representative Bernard Campion. The Eldred have begun attacking our distant asteroid base. The war has begun. We are firing back. We must be ready, as their other ships may begin to attack at any moment. Be watchful, be ready, and show these alien attackers what it means to be human. Our weapons are superior, BC says, trying to inspire them. As we head into battle, it's no longer a secret. I can tell you now that we've cracked their shield technology. Our beam cannons can now slice through their shields like a knife through butter, and our shields are now stronger than theirs, able to deflect their beam weapons. They cannot strike us with full force. Sir? Cheng gets BC's attention when he pauses. Yes, Cheng. The Eldred have returned fire at the asteroid base. Dragama's forces are fully engaged, the captain informs him. Aziz, open fire! Cheng, tell R-25 to open fire. Now? Chang asks, hesitating. They haven't fired on us yet. They will. They've engaged at the other base. They'll soon engage here, BC explains. Fire, Chang, he commands. Their overwhelming numbers are instigation enough. Surprise is all we have. All ships firing now, Prime Rep, Chang says. BC swears he can feel his hairs stand on end, feel the air charge with electricity as the powerful energy beam cannons power up and pulse out bright bursts of destructive plasma energy. The hum of the guns echoes through the ship, vibrating BC down to his molecules. BC calls up a view screen on the bridge to watch the battle outside.
Sitting in here, you can forget that we're moving.
BC watches the stars sweep by as his ship twists and maneuvers. Chang guides the ship as they dodge pulses from the Eldred ship's energy weapons return fire. BC watches the chaos on his monitor, trying to follow the action of the battle, but it barely makes sense. Ships careening every which way, flashes of blinding light from pulsing weapons and exploding ships. He feels dizzy as his brain attempts to keep up with the motion he can't actually feel. BC pinches the bridge of his nose, trying to quell the vertigo and avoid a headache. Give me a look at Dragama's ship's tactical screen, BC orders the monitor. He wants to see how the battle is proceeding at the asteroid base. The outside view disappears from his view screen, replaced by a calmer yet no less complex tactical display from Dragama's flagship. I want audio too, BC commands. Should I get Dragama on the line for you? Chang asks. No, don't disturb him now, BC warns off Chang. You should be paying attention too, he admonishes him. Just let me hear what they're saying.
Coming around. Safe 4, you're straying. Watch for friendly fire. Roger that, Safe 1. We just took another hit, unfriendly. Damage 4. -1, nothing significant. I'm going to kiss me a scientist when this is all done. Nice toys they've made us. Girl scientist or boy scientist? I don't care, Safe 3, I'll kiss them all. These shields, the new beam cannons, I love them. Watch it, 3, you've got butter coming up on your left flank. Roger that, 2, I see him. Where's 5? Got no sign of Safe 5, 1. I think she might have bought it on a rock, right after we led that first wave through the base's kill zone. Saw a flash anyway. Roger that, 3.
BC tries to picture the scene in his mind, going over the battle plans. The Safe ships start from a tight orbit around the asteroid base, and then work their way outward in concentric orbits, creating globes of engagement around the base, all the while firing the base-bound energy beam cannons, creating kill zones. Dragama's ships aren't concentrating on taking out Eldred targets so much as they're harrying and herding the Eldred ships into the corridors of energy fire being carved out by the asteroid base's artillery. A separate fire control team on the flagship mans the remote-fired cannons. The transpace nullifier is installed on the asteroid base. When Dragama's ships get out beyond the 5 kilometers that the field can cover, they'll try to force as many of the Eldred ships inside the nullifier field's range as they can, and then trigger the nullifier. With the Eldred unable to use their transpace drives, Dragama will execute the final part of the plan. Just before the Safe ships jump away, they'll trigger the 5-second countdown for the packages BC sent over with Krish in the nullifier. 2 large-scale thermonuclear weapons, now hidden on the asteroid base. The resulting explosion should destroy the rest of the Eldred ships within the nullifier's field around the base.
This is Safe 4. We're outside. We'll keep chasing them in.
There's one of our ships outside of the nullifier's range, ready to jump to safety. 4? Well, probably 3 more to go, if Safe 5 is gone.
Roger that, Safe 4. Hold beyond the perimeter and continue harrying the Eldred from there.
Dragama orders.
Safe 3 in the safe zone. Roger, Safe 3. Hold and harry. Wing up with Safe 4. Keep slicing and dicing. Get as many of them inside as you can.
Will do, 1.
Prime Representative, Chang interrupts BC's listening. What is it, Chang?
Some of the ships here are leaving.
What?
Ships leaving? Some of the Eldred ships, sir. They just blinked away into transpace.
I bet I know where they're going.
Get me Dragama, BC orders Chang. You're already patched in, sir, Chang points out. Sorry, Chang, BC apologizes. Dragama?
Dragama here, PR.
PR? BC wonders aloud. Oh, Prime Representative, I get it. The only initials I usually go by are BC.
PRBC, then. Whatever. Busy here.
Dragama says. Maybe getting busier. Some of the Eldred ships have left here, blinked into transpace minutes ago. I'm betting they're on their way there to see you.
Sounds like a safe bet.
Dragama agrees.
We'll keep our eyes open. But there are so many anyway. Ain't really gonna notice, you know?
Understood, BC acknowledges.
We've got more sheep on the way, safe squadrons.
Dragama announces to his ships, trying to make it sound as if there are more there than his elite squad.
Let's be aware. Keep your eyes open. More herding for us, wolfhounds.
Wolfhounds, sir?
Heh.
Dragama laughs.
Thought it sounded good, Safe Two, didn't you? Eyes open, people.
Three. New company coming in, sir.
Safe Three reports.
Moving to engage. Roger, Three. Four, move and support Three.
BC watches his feed of Dragama's strategy screen as he listens to the ship-to-ship banter. A new wash of small blue blips is suddenly picked up by the scanners feeding the strategy screen. New Eldred ships arriving. Some of the new Eldred ships arriving break off to engage Safe 3 and 4, but most of the new group head in straight for the asteroid base itself.
Let them through to try to attack. The base's energy beam defenses are still at 80%. Let the Eldred pass to get ground up in that. But don't let them back out.
Roger.
Safe 4 responds.
Trying.
Safe 3 checks in.
Roger that.
Gotcha. Safe 2 out.
BC imagines the safe ships firing into the oncoming Eldred as he notes their positions on the strategy screen. Safe 3 and 4 continue moving through the safe zone, beyond the reach of the transbase nullifier, firing at both new arrivals and earlier stragglers. The nullifier's effective zone is marked with a thin red line that circles the asteroid base. Safe 1 and 2 are both still close in to the base, and well inside the field dampening reach of the nullifier, too close yet to effectively trigger the device and get away.
Come on, 1 and 2, let's get going.
BC watches blue blips disappear from the screen as they close in to the base. The Eldred are wiped out in waves by the base's energy beam fire, directed by the fire control on board Safe 1. BC asks the strategy screen to zoom out for a look at the bigger picture. Some groups of Eldred, tiny swarms of blue blips, are hanging back.
Reinforcements, maybe? Reserves? More cannon fodder? What are they waiting for? Well, they're on Dragama's display, so he knows about them. No need to bug the man now. Let's see. Anyone else we know lurking on the sidelines?
BC scans the edges of the display for any sign of Dolome and his ships.
Nothing yet. Hope he holds to his plan. Oh no!
Safe 2 just blipped off the screen.
We just lost 2.
Dragama says sadly.
Time to get one out beyond the dampener limit. Let's go, now! Oh shit!
There is a zap of interference on the comm.
Safe 1, you want backup?
Negative 3, stay back up there!
Dragama orders. The comm sounds a little distorted.
Stay up, stay out, stay back!
We've got a visual on you. Your ship is damaged.
Stay back beyond the zone, that's an order, 3. You too, Takachi. Keep 4 back, too. Have your fire team take control of the base's energy fire, Safe 4. You've got the emergency protocols, Takachi. Use them.
Roger that, Dragama. Will do.
Good. Just need one more thing. Good, here they come. There were some Eldred hanging back, but they're on their way in towards the base now. Keep firing, Safe 4. Keep the base firing. As soon as they start to get into range. Good. I've just triggered the transpace nullifier.
Dragama announces. Safe 1 is well inside the dampening field's reach. Dragama's ship's own transpace drive is rendered as worthless as the drives of the Eldred ships surrounding his ship and the asteroid base.
What about you?
Takachi protests from Safe 4.
Never mind us,
Dragama says.
We're gonna take care of this. After you two are gone, I'm gonna draw the Eldred in towards the base. Now, go! That's an order! Head to the shipyards, both of you! Go, now!
3, more sheep arriving out here.
Roger that, 3. Send them our way,
Dragama says.
Drive them in here as you go.
Chang interrupts with a report.
Earth and Mars report their Eldred ships are leaving, Chang tells BC.
Leaving? BC asks. Chang nods. Great, send a squad from Earth out to the asteroid base to aid Dragama's squad. Dragama!
Who's that? Busy here!
Dragama, this is the Prime Representative. Get out of there! No need for dumb heroics! Get your ship out of there!
Sorry, PR, this ship's not going anywhere, whether we'd like to or not. We're hit. Shields are failing. We've expelled the last of our defenses. All we're good for now is... bait. I'm going to land on the base. Draw them in or die trying. Get them to bring as many ships as they can in close before we let the main charge go off.
Safe one, this is Safe three.
The captain of Safe three interrupts.
We've got a lot more company all of a sudden.
The feed for the strategy screen blinks off momentarily. When it returns, BC notices his feed is no longer coming from Dragama's ship, but from Safe 4.
Dragama's feed must have grown too weak.
Safe 3 and 4, this is Command, BC says over the comm. The sheep are drawing in their forces from throughout the system. That's your new company. Let them in past you best you can, and harry them like wolfhounds, like Dragama says. Get them in past our invisible fence. But be sure you stay outside it yourselves. I want you ready to jump into transpace at my signal, soon as that thing goes.
Gotcha, Command.
Safe 3 answers. We've got more hounds on the way. Coming to help you out, BC tells them.
Too late to help Dragama,
Safe 4 says bitterly. BC sees Safe 1 blip off the screen next to the base.
Did he do it? Did he land? Crazy bastard.
Safe 3, 4, report, BC orders.
Safe 1 just crashed into the asteroid base as they attempted a landing, sir.
Damn.
Keep the base's energy beams firing, Safe 4. We want them to move in towards the base, but don't let them land. Safe 3, open the emergency protocols for triggering the main defensive operation now.
Roger. Opening emergency protocols now.
Safe 3 reports.
Welcoming new company, too. Good company this time. Glad to see you guys.
Our reinforcements have arrived.
Safe Squadron designation Gold, 1 through 5, on site and entering the arena.
Gold Squadron leader announces. Gold Squadron Leader, this is Prime Representative Campion on command. BC calls over the comm to get the woman's attention. Objective remains herding the sheep inside our invisible fence for the next 5 minutes.
5 whole minutes, huh? No time for talking, then. Gold 1 out.
Safe 4, maintain the base's beam fire. Keep them busy.
With Dragama gone, they might need the encouragement. Or maybe I'm trying too hard.
Gold Squadron, keep your ships outside the limit. BC orders. When he sees the new gold blips drawing in too close to the asteroid base and the dampening field. Chase the sheep in, but don't follow them.
Gold 2. Command, aren't they going to wonder why we're breaking off?
Make it look good, 2. Dodge some rocks.
Gold 1 answers.
Emergency protocols are in place, Command.
Safe 3 calls out.
We're at full power. The nullifier is at full strength. The warheads are fully armed and ready.
We're at go, then. All ships break and go into transpace on my mark. Safe 3, trigger the detonator on my mark. Okay, mark! BC watches most of Gold Squadron blip off the screen as he waits for the explosion. There is no explosion. BC looks across the strategy screen. Safe 3 and 4 and Gold 1 are still there, waiting. Hoping to document the mission's success, they instead face disappointment at its apparent failure. Safe 3, what happened?
Nothing happened! The remote trigger is somehow damaged!
Safe 4, attempt detonation, BC orders.
I've been trying, Command. Seemed like the thing to do.
Safe 4 responds.
No response. We're continuing the energy beam fire from the base for now.
Yes, excellent. Good thinking, Safe 4. As BC watches, the blip for Safe 3 darts across the screen, followed by Gold 1. Both ships diving in towards the asteroid base through a swarming sea of blue blips, the Eldred ships. Safe 3, Gold 1, what are you doing? Get out of there, BC commands.
Negative, Command. We're going to fix this thing and save the mission. Gotta be done. Feel like I owe Dragama that. Can't let him die in vain, right?
Gold 1 providing cover for Safe 3, she responds. Gold 1 out.
You won't be able to get out of there, BC warns them, helpless to stop them.
Prime Representative? Chang interrupts.
What? BC snaps. Sorry, Chang, what is it?
The Eldred have now completely left Mars, Earth, and lunar space, and orbits. They seem to be concentrating their forces, gathering them near and around the asteroid base, but also close enough to our shipyards as to be a threat to them as well. And the shipyards report the Elder there have begun attacking, targeting the assembly line. We're holding them at bay for now, but they have requested reinforcements.
As the Domo indicated they would. Pretty solid info, as it turns out. I know, more than they know that I know. Makes my head hurt. Do we dare move forces away from Earth and Mars? This could be a feint.
Send one squadron of Stingers from Mars and one from Lunar Prime out to bolster our forces at the shipyard, BC orders, deciding to shift a few of the safe Stinger ships. Have the remaining squadrons on Earth, in orbit, on the Moon, and on Mars stand at ready. The Eldred may try to pull something after they think they've focused our attention elsewhere. Let's not let them get us while we're distracted.
Got it.
Gold 1, BC calls over the comm. He watches the blips for Gold 1 and Safe 3 on his strategy screen as they approach the asteroid base.
Gold 1, busy, sir,
comes the quick call back over the comm. Understood. Can you give me a quick sit rep?
Safe 3 is setting down inside the base. Both ships have taken heavy fire. Our shields are low, sir. Thick in here, sir. Busy. Gold 1 out, in the briar patch.
The comm cuts off. Briar patch? BC asks, but no one responds at first. Chang finally chimes in. It's an old expression, like hornet's nest. Briars were prickly things. Stuck in a patch of those, you'd get stuck by the briars. Pricked all over. Pretty much impossible to get out of. Chang trails off. BC watches as Safe 3's blip hovers over the base, and Gold 1's blip flies by. The blue blips surround them, forming a growing three-dimensional cloudy mass of light blue blips around the asteroid base on the strategy screen. Like a swarm of angry blue bees, BC observes under his breath. And we're swatting them pretty good, Chang interjects. We're doing okay, BC grants. Okay, Chang says in disbelief. With all due respect, Mr. Prime Representative, they outnumber us like 500-1 or something like that. And we've got the upper hand.
Hey, chatterboxes.
Gold One's voice comes bursting out of the comm.
You want to debate theory, turn your comm off. We're hip deep in practical applications right now out here. Try to concentrate.
Sorry, Gold One. BC apologizes.
Chang?
Sorry, Chang says. I thought I was muting our channel as we spoke. My mistake. We're quiet now.
Good.
Safe 3, we're down. Deboarding now to see a man about a remote trigger. We'll maintain comm through suit unit.
Roger, BC replies. He looks at the swarming globe of blue dots, concentrating in front of him like bees around a hive, the hive a red smudge representing the asteroid base at the center. Safe 3 is on top of the red smudge. Gold 1's golden blip bobs and weaves its way around the red smudge, blue blips blinking out of its path as it moves. A funnel-shaped group of blue blips follow it, trying to catch up and engage Gold 1. Further back from the ships, an equidistant, thin red-lined circle surrounds the red smudge, the limit of the transbase nullifier's dampening field. Safe 4 is represented by a green blip that continues, flying a jagged, evasive course around the edges of the red line on the screen, just beyond the dampening field. A small group of blue blips continue to pursue and fire upon Safe 4. A group of blue blips near the red smudge disappear.
Good to see the energy beams are still firing. At least their remote control was working.
Safe 3, bad news here, I'm afraid. This remote unit is shot. The warheads are fine, they're armed, ready, but the remote trigger looks like it melted down or something.
Is there a backup? BC asks.
Not that I can see, Command. I might be able to rig something up, but I don't think we have the time.
What are you saying, Safe 3?
Gold 1, get out of here now!
Safe 3 shouts over the comm.
Tell my mom I love her, okay? Tell her to be proud.
The comm cuts off. The red smudge on the screen disappears. The blue blips around the area where the red smudge was begin to disappear as well, blinking out in concentric circles and disappearing ripples. The strategy screen begins to fill in the empty center with a glowing yellow globe. The ripple approaches Gold 1.
Hey, that nullifier thing actually works!
Gold 1 calls in over the comm. Then Gold 1 disappears as the expanding circles overtake the golden blip. Blue blips begin disappearing from the space beyond the red circle. But the Eldred ships inside the dampening field zone, the blue blips inside the red circle, simply sit still, stuck in place by the effects of the transbase nullifier. As the explosive wave overtakes them, their blips are wiped off the screen in front of BC. It's working, Chang says excitedly. We're winning!
Don't get ahead of yourself, Chang,
BC cautions him. But we just took out about 2,000 of their ships, he argues. And we've got thousands more to face. And we don't have another strategic base we can afford to blow up like that either. Never mind the brave men and women who sacrificed, well, everything, BC says somberly.
Safe 4. Not much more we can do here now. We're coming back to Ceres Central. Safe 4 out.
The green blip representing Safe 4 on the strategy screen finally disappears in a safe blink into transpace, and the strategy screen folds up into a small glowing dot in front of BC. We're a long way from done. BC lectures Chang. Keep alert. The wolves will be showing up soon. The wolves? Who, Dolome? Who else? Keep your eyes open, Chang. Yes, sir.
That was Chapter 19 of Vatican Abdicator on Glow in the Dark Radio. Well, it didn't work out the way it was planned, but it worked. People had to sacrifice, and nobody liked to see that. But BC's trap took out about half of the 4,000 ships or so, 4,000 or so ships that the Eldred sent at us in that first wave. Well, that was pretty effective. Of course, that still leaves a couple thousand ships. And Dolomei, who's bound to come in at some point here. The fight is on, BC giving the Eldred a big FU on their demands. He's not a diplomat, no. But he told them how it was, you know. I hope you'll come back next week as the war continues in Chapter 20, A Vatican Abdicator, on Glow in the Dark Radio. Me, I'm going to get back to writing the novel. That's, you know, like I say, one of my primary things. I'm going to do some lettering, too, here. Get some comic book lettering to do. And I'm looking for a new audiobook, so I'm auditioning for those. The latest one, accepted by ACX, approved by the author. It is on its way. It's going to be coming out very soon, so I will let you know when that happens. Me talking about the need for speed in business and technology. That's what it's about. So yeah, got to line up a new one now. That is all for this week. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.